The world of programming knows no bounds. I guess my favorite program is the WikiWiki. It uses the concept of modes. Here, a view and edit mode. In view mode, it decorates article text with links, and in edit mode, it shows raw code called WikiText. And one of the most fantastic things about it is that when an article does not exist, the WikiWiki still shows a normal view page, but now asks if you want to create it. Cool. View and edit represent just two very small programs, and in just a few lines of code, you can link all knowledge to infinity and beyond. Of all the programs out there, I get bit by visual programming. I want to create clever little visual programs that help others create programs. Recently, I discovered that a visual programming language is actually two visual programming languages stacked one on top of the other. The top is the transport layer that moves code around so that it becomes executable. And the bottom is the program layer. That's where you create your applications. The top moves the bottom around, sometimes generating code, sometimes just passing data around. This also means that the top visual programming language that deals with transporting code is not really limited to just hosting visual programming environments. It can also host standard code editors, little and big applications, iframes, websites. The top layer will quickly become an entire ecosystem of various little applications and development environments connected together. And where normally it would all be too confusing, a visual programming language creates those visual means to navigate and inspect everything. There was an interesting and tasty little problem. I was unhappy with code readability, because all the variables in my programs are supposed to broadcast when they change. In other words, they need to be reactive. I don't need x equals 1. I need x equals 1 and then x on change, broadcast that change to whoever is interested in the value of x. That really tangles up the code. It means I have to create observables and event handlers, sometimes 5 to 10 lines of code, and that's confusing. That is not easy to process for the eye. I have to sit down and think about what it all represents. So I switched from Svelte to plain JavaScript, and then from JavaScript to object-oriented JavaScript. From the outside, object-oriented programming creates a pretty readable set of instructions. And from the inside, it gives all the things the ability to have a start and a stop. Very unusual. Now, by starting an object, I could automate a lot of things, and by stopping, clean it all up again. But even here, I had to manually configure all the monitoring of variables. So I chose to create a new object-oriented programming language on top of the one I was working with. I created my own version of OOP, where things happen automatically. Code readability improved dramatically. It ceased to be an issue at all. and everything just flows like a poem now. Infinite possibilities. You make your own worlds at every step. But the most powerful thing about programming is that it is self-education friendly. In fact, inviting. You simply create interesting little programs, and their little features will eventually branch out as they always do and inspire you to learn more and more. And you know when you are wrong because the program does not work. So you get graded too, which is yet another cog in this entire inspiration machine that will show you where to go to learn some more and when to come back. In the world of programming, you create from beginning to the end, from your first Hello World program to your best company or business undertaking that sets you free from poverty. All you need to do is to fix a problem that people really have. For example, I chose fixing the problem of learning programming by breaking down all the different parts on a single canvas and connecting them with lines. I allow students to understand how it all connects together. These lines really help the younger programmer see where everything starts, where it's going, and how it transforms, so that they can make their own programs. Learning programming is like learning to ride a bicycle. Get a good one, like JavaScript, for example. And then just ride every day to get really good.